Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? What's going on? Another day, another dollar. Hope there's somebody out there drag racing. Yeah, we've had a little bit of action come up here lately. Had some pretty good success. You know, you win some, you lose some. I got my ass fucked up this weekend. Everybody know I got a small block on one kid. I got done up by Turbo Fairmont. I think he had a 4.6 mod motor in it. Thing ran down good. And I got drugged by, well, not drugged. I got nipped out by a big block, thought body. On more nitrous than me, so overall, you know, I think I did all right. We had a couple more cars lined up that was pretty good. I don't know if they're going to come on and talk about it themselves, but we had a good weekend, had a lot of races to get on, little money change hands and whatnot, but you got a chance to meet some new people from out of state. You know, as I always did to do. So, that was just a little quick recap. I want to go back and talk about the Wichita Street fights that happened the other weekend. We did a 30-mile cruise. Now, my truck, you know, it's a pump gas small block. It ain't got no retarded gear in the back. Converter kind of loose, but, you know, nothing outrageous. But it was some guys that had cars a little bit more track-oriented than mine. And on this cruise, we ended up driving through town at 10 miles per hour for probably 4 to 5 minutes. And, man, them guys, anybody else out there who's thinking about doing an event that's got a cruise attached to it, make sure it's a cruise that ain't set out to burn people's cars down. Because my truck, it usually don't get over, you know, 180 in the middle of the summer. Yeah, the temperature this day was really nice and cool outside. And my truck went up to 195, and there was another guy that was behind me in the cruise, and shit, I think he said he got up to 220. The motors was dead hot. Man, I could just imagine what the transmissions was doing. So we had a little talk about it, and everybody thought that that cruise was some bullshit. But, you know, each event is supposed to get better. So, you know, I ain't just ragging on it. It's just something for other promoters out there to think about next time. Don't do a cruise that your races ain't happy with. I thought I'd bring that up and just put that out to everybody who's thinking about staying a race and doing a cruise. You know, it ain't nothing wrong with jumping on the interstate. Shit, I love that. My truck would be damn good on the interstate. Hell, and it get pretty good mileage, too. But, yeah, that's just something I just wanted to put out there to let people know. You know, a lot of people, they ain't too familiar when you start talking about drug racing up here in Kansas. We doing this shit. But one thing that I want to start to kind of push towards is limiting these tie sizes. Because right now it's pretty much whatever tie you show up on, that's the tie you race on. And a lot of the times we have these turbo guys on 29.5, and they end up racing small block Nike's cars that's on the 228. So it may not be this season, but I know next season for sure I'm going to try to put on an event. And it's going to be pretty much a copy of what the guys are doing down south. don't really care about the rear suspension. You can have full length ladder bar, whatever you got. The front, no strut, however it came from the factory, that's what you got to have. Nitrous, turbo, whatever you want. No chassis cars. So I'm sure people going to get their input on it once I actually start putting the event together. But I just want to bring some equality to the game right now. Because right now, it ain't no. If a guy say he in a race you and he on the top bigger than yours, he don't want to give you no justice for it. Cause they tell you the bigger tie got the advantage. But people up here, I won't say people. A lot of the, most of the guys up here are ignorant, and they don't want to make the race right. If you got somebody on the 29.5, at least give a 2.28 the back tie or something, you know. If you got a big block and you run the small block, just to be honest, that ain't supposed to be no head up race. I know it's different there, but you got some small blocks out there that'll get on with a big block. But majority of them won't. So everybody that's out there listening, you know, learn how to skip these races. You know, just because you line up beside a guy, that don't mean you got to race him head up. Now me, by me being a small block, I mean, yeah, if I'm running a big block car at the track, yeah, I'm going to need some justice to make that race right. And, to be honest, if I'm running against a turbo car, I'm going to need some justice on that, too. Because everybody and their mama know that, you know, turbo, they make a lot of steam on the top end, so it shouldn't be a surprise for, you know, a nitrous car to try to level the playing field if I'm getting a little spot or just something like that or whatnot. Hey, Cole, you out there, bro? What you think about that?
Yeah, man. It's like a give or get, you know, give or give. You know, your turbo cars, they're going to make the steam on the big end. They guarantee, you know, to need that space to build it up. But you catch some of them turbo cars right, though, you know.
Yeah,
you won't need that. Some of them right now. They don't need that steam, you know. But most of them need that steam, that whole, you know what I'm saying, that whole quarter.
Right, right. My thing is, you take two average guys, you know, regular jobs, they don't own a business or nothing like that. We'll just say a Camaro.
Yeah.
Same car, same suspension, same tire. The one that built that turbo car, you know, I say 7 out of 10 times, the turbo car just going to be faster because it's easier to make power, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like I say, it's always exceptions out there, but I don't know. A lot of the times, when they throw a race down south or something like that, or Texas or whatnot, they'll have a Nitrous class, and then they'll have an Extreme class. And the Extreme class is usually where the turbo cars fall in, because a small block turbo will run with a big block Nitrous, and there ain't no doubt about that. But you take a small block turbo and put it against a small block Nitrous, and it probably won't be no close race, you know. So, I don't know. They're addressing this stuff that during the day, whatnot. But I will say, them turbo cars are impressive, but I ain't scared of them, bitch. And I know quite a few Nitrous guys up here, they ain't scared of me. So, with that being said, we're going to try to bring some order to this good racing movement that we're trying to make happen up here. We all know good racing is big on the East Coast, you know, in the South and whatnot, but We trying to make this shit go nationwide, man. So, shit. These grill days, man, that shit, it's exciting. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wanna see the shit talking. They wanna see the money change hands. And, you know, shit. It's like an MMA fight with cars. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
And any two cars can race. We fought up this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody out to get some.
Yes, sir.
And then the best setup wins, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Or whoever at the track setup wins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, speaking on that note, you know, when people build their cars and shit, they want to enjoy them. And, you know, that's where street racing came from. I mean, hell, you know, shit, street racing is fun as hell. Love it. But from this point on, you know, we're going to try to and do it the right way, you know. Because, I mean, no matter how good your street racing spot is or you block the roads off and how good you can drive, the public, they don't see that shit. So they find out you're a street racer, and they automatically think about, the little dumb kids that's driving through town and speed and getting folks head on and that stupid shit.
Yeah.
So in order for the movement to start and transition over to the track, somebody got to do it first. So that's what I'm trying to do right now. Everybody saw the last video I posted on the Blazer page. That was my last street race, you know. Like I said, we're going to make this movement towards the track. I know if I go to the track, you know, it'll be some people there, you know, to come out and support. And the car
hell
riding.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, hell yeah.
Damn right. Because, I mean, you're like, we make that shit jump on the street, we can do the track the same way, you know. You ain't got to worry about no police.
Yeah.
316-4460. Your mic open.
Hey, what's up, Reggie?
What's up, Justin?
I'm sitting here listening to you. Your voice sounds muffled. Are you too close to the mic or something, or not very clear on my end?
I'm using this Bluetooth. Let me change it.
How was that?
Oh, that sounds a lot better. I can hear you clearly now.
All right, yeah. So I guess these old Bluetooth shits ain't worth a damn. But, so what, everything I was saying earlier, you couldn't really hear me?
I mean, I can make out a little bit of it, but I couldn't keep track of what you were saying. Like, I'd catch some words, but a lot of it was muffled. I mean, you could kind of understand it, but not completely, but it's like 100% now. It's better.
Gotcha. Who is this? I thought it was my buddy Justin.
No, this is Chris. Darrell.
Chris, what's up, man? You usually at work this time, ain't you?
Usually working in the garage, yeah. I have my daughter, but her mother came pick her up early today. I haven't had a chance to listen to the show for a while, so I figured I'd get on and see what you had to talk about.
Yeah. Mainly just saying how, you know, I would like to see some structure coming to the racing around here for the guys that, you know, that build their own cars and work on it themselves, but at the same time, that don't want to be out street racing and whatnot. So,
oh, yeah. Kind of like that Grudge Fest thing they got going on Fridays and Saturdays now. Or
right. That's a good start. I was happy to see them implement that on their schedule. You know, I hope that a lot of the guys that's local to the track actually start to go and show up on the nights. So, I mean, it's cheap as hell, $10 a carload. I mean, you can't really beat that.
Well, that's for spectators. It's still $25 for race.
Yeah, but
from my understanding.
It's,
but yeah,
I don't know the prices exactly.
It's definitely a step in the right direction either way. I'd like
right.
to so I'd rather pay that than pay impound fee, the ticket, lawyer fee, all that stuff. With the free drink.
Chill.
But I ain't got to worry about anything.
Yeah, the crowd gonna follow the call, you know. If I was to call Rank out again, and we say we're gonna do it at the track, people gonna come to see that, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's good racing, you know. I got two guys who gonna talk some shit, you know, put a little money on the line, and now you got a grudge race. And when you say grudge race, people wanna see that shit.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wish I would have seen your guys' first race. Arctic is pretty damn close.
Yeah, man, it was it's the closest race I ever had. Cause I think he got the jump on me a little bit. I pulled around him, and then on the big end, boy, they got them big block forward with the work, and I couldn't hold him off.
Yeah, I heard you had both kits for you.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I enjoyed myself, but we're going to try to do the track thing, man, because even though we do the right thing, there's people out there that see what we do, and then they try to do it, but they do it the wrong way. So,
yeah.
Just try to set a better example, you know. But,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's how I got started on. Right. And I hear my father's story or my grandfather's story, that. But, oh, that sounds really cool. And going out and did it myself. Now now that I got a daughter, she's showing me where the car is. I'm trying to get out of the track more often. She doesn't follow me. They're willing to put you in jail and, throw away the key. They're not really safe.
Hey, sound like you're breaking up, man.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
That's
bad. But, yeah, like a good example is that guy out there in California. He got charged with, I think it was manslaughter. I don't know if he got convicted or not. That shit was crazy. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Liz or something like that?
Yeah, Izzy.
Izzy, yeah. I haven't heard anything new about it. And he wasn't even involved in the race, but because he helped organize it or something, that they're trying to pin it.
No, he was the one that they say, because I ain't seen no videos or nothing. It's just what I heard. They say he was racing, but after the accident, he kept going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But since he was a part of it, then they charging him too. But I mean,
it really is.
Yeah, it is, man. So, and I mean, shit. You can take a rookie and put them on the drag strip, and they can learn pretty quick how to make passes at the strip because it's prepped and it's smooth and flat and shit. But you put a rookie out there on that road, man, and that's the result. People end up getting killed because they can't drive.
Yeah.
So we're gonna. I ain't gonna say we because I don't know who all gonna be involved in this little movement we're trying to do. But I'm gonna start going to the track. I done had a bunch of people hit me up today, asking me why I'm getting off the street and all that shit. Because I mean, it's got to start somewhere.
Yep.
It's got to. If everybody keep waiting on everybody else, it'll never happen. Because I know I don't want my kids out there, on their way to the mall and get hit by somebody that's street racing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because everybody ain't going to find a good spot with no traffic and all that shit. So,
Yeah.
You live and you learn. We do. We did what we used to do, and shit, just got to grow up.
You know, can't be kids forever.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But, hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I am gonna miss that shit.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember Madison made a post or something, you know, trying to get everybody to pretty much comment on, you know, get street racers to comment on her deal to give her ideas to help bring them out to the track and whatnot. And a lot of people were like, well, you can't really recreate the experience, you know, on the street. You have that excitement, stuff like that, where you run into someone you don't know or something, you know, lining up with anybody. That, and you always got the deal. If you want to get it done, you just get it done. But there's some good ideas on there, but it turned into a real clusterfuck.
Yeah.
Or anything good came out of it.
You can't never replicate. You can't never make a exact copy of street racing at the track. You just can't. Because, I mean, when you put it to the flow, man, and that kid start coming on and you hitting gills and, you know, re-ends start getting crazy with you, it ain't going to do that at the track, so you won't get that same adrenaline rush. But,
yeah.
You know, most shit that's fun is illegal anyway, so they go hand in hand. And at the track, that's why we need to set up some type of organization in the racing or whatnot, because at the track, the car with the most power will win 90% of the time. And, you know, most of the time, that's going to be the guy with the most money. So
yep.
I'm gonna talk to whoever I need to talk to and try to get something set up. I don't want to call it a class, but I am. The first class I'm going to try to do is going to be a 28 nitrous small block class. That way, people who didn't jump on that turbo bandwagon, they don't just get outran every time they go to the track. You know what I mean? They get to compete with people that's built like themselves. And then maybe try to do like I said, like an extreme 29-inch tire class. And that'll be small block, big block, turbo, nitrous, blower, whatever they got. You know what I mean?
Yeah, run with your brum.
But exactly. Run with your brum, no chassis on. You know, and these guys with these big back halves, they won't have the advantage no more, really, because they'll be limited to a 29-inch slick. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it'll kind of bring everybody together, because, I mean, it's only so fast you can go on a 10.5-inch tire. And that's just, you can go fast as shit, but the average local guy, he won't be able to. Yeah. Let me see who you got right here. 832-9734. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on over there, Grudge World?
What's going on? Who we got?
This Bushnell from Texas with the Grudge.
What's good, Bushnell? How you doing, man?
All right. What y'all got going on? I just tuned in to see what y'all talking about over here. What y'all got going on? You know, what tracks y'all going to be at? And then racing going
right,
on. Where they going to be at?
Right now.
No, we going.
Right now, we just talking about how we about to quit this street racing and start doing the track on, you know.
Pretty much quit being bonehead and get smart.
Yeah. Just quit being stupid and just do the right thing what we supposed to do with it.
Yeah, I come from the streets, man, but I don't mess with that guy. I don't support that kind of shit no more.
Right.
I come straight from the goddamn streets. Where I come from the street.
What did it take to make you finally say, I done had enough of this street shit, I'm going to the track?
Oh, man, first of all, first and foremost was safety, man, you know. Running over people, the spectators, and bad traction on streets and shit, you know. You know, it's just all around revolving safety to me first.
Well, one thing I like that y'all got down there in Texas is everybody goes to the track.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Up here, if you say you're going to the track, you might get 10 cars to go, but you go to a street race spot and there's 30 cars over there. So that's what we're fighting right now, and that's why we ain't got as much action as y'all got in the other places like that. So.
Yeah, but you just keep moving forward, man. You don't even worry about that. You know, you keep moving forward. They want to keep doing what they're doing. That's what they're doing, and you just keep moving forward with what you're trying to do, you know. Kind of one of them deals, you know.
Right, right. You know?
Just don't support that kind of shit. That's all you do.
Right. Because right now, I'm the first one to actually say I'm done street racing. You know what I'm saying? I just hope I get all the boys and competitors to follow, you know. But we can do the same racing at the track. You know, it'll just be safer, you know.
Yeah, you do the same racing. They actually do better racing because, you got better traction at tracks, you know, versus the street. So, you know.
Yeah, and I know.
Is y'all planning on going any traveling, coming to any shows? We going to Moton, Alabama this weekend over there. Got a shootout race going on over there. Some bush racing going on over there. We gonna be over there. Be my second time going over there. The track over there.
How you like
that
track?
I went there last year, 14. I'm back over there in 15. Hey man, it's all out shit we do, man. You know, I don't really have no. You know, it's all outlaw shit that we do and racing that we do. So I kind of don't be worried about tracks. You know, I kind of like, I got a guy that does my tune up, you know. He'll get out on any goddamn track. So I don't have to worry about them problems,
right.
You know.
It's all
track racing to me. It's all outlaw shit to me. You know, you got to get to them tracks early enough and kind of figure out what you up against. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
That's all what it is, you know. You got to dig down in that box and, you know, keep some shit up in there and, you know, get it to do what you need it to do. That's all. I don't think the next person, he can't either he going to outdo you or you going to outdo him. So it really don't even really matter, you know. It's like a guy that owned a track told me, Gino, NSD, that stands for North Star Drag up there at Denton. I go that track a lot, you know. You know, grudge racing is a 50-50 chance, so. You know, I can predict that I'm gonna beat you, but I mean, it's gambling. It's 50-50, man.
Yeah, somebody gonna be wrong.
Yeah, somebody gonna be wrong. You know, it's any given day the best can lose. So it really don't matter who you get up against, man. It's all about a competition though in drag racing to me. You know, I take the bad with the good with the bad in drag racing. You know, I have enjoy myself racing. I enjoy myself meeting people, other racers, and people that's involved in racing. I mean, it's just. It's all to me. It's a big family to me. I, you know, that's one of my things I do for enjoyment, man.
Exactly, man. Love
this. I don't take it personal. None of that shit. Or you whoop my ass. I don't. And don't get me wrong. I when I say I don't like a person, I don't like him for want to race him. Not personal. Don't like him. You know.
Right.
I don't like him for. I won't be his friend. About just cool about. I want to race him. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, we can still be friends. I'm gonna kind of do. We can still be friends, but if you build these cars, I want to race them.
Damn right.
Yeah, you know,
damn
I can
right.
be still cool with you, still race you too, though.
Oh yeah, ain't nothing wrong with racing your homeboy.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So that's all.
How often y'all be grudging at NSD? Do y'all have to have an event or just any testing tune?
No, it could be any. Not only that track, I'm just, NSD is one of my tracks and one of my favorite tracks in Dallas. I mean, Dallas got several tracks over there. Dallas got maybe four or five tracks over there. The most tracks that I know that's be going on is Kennedale. They race over there, but they got curfew over there. I'm kind of like outlaw, man. I'm not. You know, we'll race 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, man.
Right, right.
You know, they got a curfew over there, so Canada is not one of my favorite tracks over there. Denton so far is one of my favorite tracks. And they got another track coming up called Red Line. I heard it ain't gonna be no curfew over there. They just redid the whole track over there. I'm hearing, you know what I'm saying? So I know that's gonna be crazy over there. You know what I'm saying? So far it looks like over there in Dallas here, you know, around that area, them gonna be more than the two hottest tracks probably gonna be going on over there. Because both of them ain't got no curfew, man. You know, if you're over there racing, they don't keep you racing at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, if you race, you're racing.
Damn right.
So it don't really matter. So, but other than that, man, you know, for Houston over here, we ain't doing too good over here. You know, our tracks because of the way it's built. You know, sometimes we have bad rains and water comes out the track, and you know, we have all kind of little things going on in our Houston track. So it's kind of we ain't got it all up to par yet like it need to be. So for a guy living in Houston, we ain't got shit for a track right now.
Right.
You know,
but I mean,
you kind of like move around. You know.
Yeah. So shit, in Chilton they having a small block shootout, right?
Yeah, I heard they had a small block shootout. I heard they're supposed to be having a 29 shootout too, or whatever, whatnot. So, you know, then they're going to have some grudge racing going over there. I'm locked in over there with Eyes over there with the Punisher car over there. So, you know, I'm over there. I got a race locked in over there. And I'm pretty sure, you know, some guys over there that was engaged with lost again. I'm going to catch them over there and draw down them over there if I catch them over there. So, you know, it's probably going to be, most likely it's going to be going down over there.
Yeah, them boys you whooped up in Louisiana, they probably going to be looking for you.
Yeah, well, you know, I got another boy over there, you know, I'm going to draw down on. I know he's going to be over there because I know he got a small block shootout on him. See, could I get that same get back race that I lose in Atlanta over there and I went to Florida?
You talking about Sheriff's thing?
Yeah. So I'm going to catch him over there. I'm going to see if he got any nuts. I'm going to draw down on him when I get over there. Give him the same back tie race, you know. We was locked in to do it in Holly Spring over there, but I think it rained, yeah, and it got postponed, so we didn't go to Holly to do that race. But now I get a chance to ease up on him and draw down on him over there. I'll catch him and see if he's a true grudge racer. Yeah, give me some action back.
You can't sneak up on him because they know you're coming.
yeah, they know I'm coming to lock in. But I'm laying there to see what they're going to do over there and whoever else going to do this in my lane, you know. And if I feel like I can try something with somebody else ain't in my lane, we can make a race out of it. I try some of that action too.
Yeah,
as long as they make it right action, you know, I try something, try anything. So,
yeah. How guys treat you by your car being a true ladder bar? Do they treat that like a stock suspension?
Basically because in class racing they run stock suspension and ladder bar together, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't no advantage with them two suspensions, man. It ain't no advantage, not at all. You know, it's just one of them stock suspension, and the other is true ladder bar. And what I mean by true ladder bar, let me get the whole grudge real. What I mean by true ladder bar, a true ladder bar car to me is a car with a stock firewall all the way back to the tail light, all the way back. You following what I'm saying? The stock floors, stock pan, everything, stock firewall.
Yeah.
So that's a true ladder bar car.
Right.
If I had all that cut out from my back seat back, then I goes into the back head car. I don't have a back head car because all my shit is stock 4 pounds from all the way. So I call it a true ladder bar car. That's where the true part come in from because ain't nothing
right.
cut out of it. Nothing. It's all there. Everything all still out. But those two suspensions, there's no advantage to that. So, you know, all that just can run with each other. So it ain't no edge because I got a true ladder bar car, you got a stock suspension car. No, it ain't no edge to that shit. They are both, you know, right there with one another. They're both comparable, man. You know, they right there. There's no advantage to that. One of them just one of them and the other one is the other one, basically, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so I ain't gonna follow the man just because, you know, just because he got stock suspension, a true ladder bar. And so let me just shift gears on that. Since I'm gonna pull that, son. No. Oh, hold on. My little boy trying to tap something here. Hold on. There you go. All right. Now, back to my thing is about locking in. I call out the world on conventional headed. I say any 28 nitrous car, conventional headed, stock suspension, or true ladder bar, I got the baddest motherfucker, conventional headed. I've been saying that for 2 years. In grudge cars, no class cars.
Right.
But I said, the stiff I got in that it is the head combo. Because the head combo I got is like a regular 23 degree headed, like a small block, but on this big block. So I know limited that my motor can only make so much power with that. That goes for any 23-degree head. And shit. It only can make just as much power, you know, unless you got a Ron Rose, and I'm pretty sure he got some type of trick head on his shit, man. You know, he had been rolling over some special shit. Yeah, he could,
rolled
he got
over, raised, head rolled.
Motor, but he don't have no, basically put it like, to make a long story short, the man don't have no average 23-degree head, man. He got some trick shit, man. Trust me. He got some valve shit moved and welded up, all kind of trick shit. You know, but it's based on a 23-degree casket style. It is what it is. So, in other words, you can't get no Ron Rose heads. You got to spend some ducats to get them kind of heads.
Yes,
you know, you can't get these kind of heads because these some special heads that I'm pretty sure this man got on his car. You know, and the man run 440, this man, with a 23-degree headed deal. You know, he bad motherfucker. He one of the baddest motherfuckers on 23-degree headed small block shit. He bad.
What they need,
he's a class,
he's the
baddest
man,
right?
With a 23-degree casted head. That's what they need.
In the world, exactly. He is. I got to give him that. I know. But like I said, if you was to take that motherfucker off his car, off and lay that head down and look in that head ain't going to be like no basic 23-degree head that you got. It ain't going to do it.
Hell no.
Hell no. So, but see, I've been around racing all my life. I've been around from pro stock engine builders that build NAS-rated motors, that they got to be sharp motherfuckers to build motors. So, you know, I know it takes a whole lot of these motors, man. You know, it takes a whole lot. And that man got a lot of head work, I'm pretty sure, like, you can't imagine until you take it off and look at it and check it, you know what I'm saying, and flow it, you know. You know, why would he
that's
got it? You know, he got to have it to run them numbers. Huh?
I said that's when that bank account come into play.
Right, exactly. I mean, he ain't got y'all average 23-degree head, man. The man don't. It is what it is. You know, but like I say, man, you know, I locked that in. I still locked that in. And I think I had one guy to challenge me out of Mississippi out of 2 years about running me with a conventional head deal. Everybody else be wanting to run me with big cheeks or 14 degrees, 11 degrees. I mean, they got more steam than me. So I kind of I got to watch that. That's the reason why I always holler about the convention headed deal, you know. So, but I will lock convention headed in the world, man. You know, I will. I meant that. I've been representing that too, you know. But all my races ain't been convention headed. Don't get me wrong. I ran some big chief. I ain't ran no 11 degree head, but I done ran some big chief heads and stuff before already, you know. You know, and got by some of them, you know. You know, it is what it is, man. So, I just try to put. I don't put my foot in my mouth when I talk drag racing, man. I know what I. Do I address what I'm saying? Because I'm telling, I said the world. So I ain't going to address the world and I don't know what I'm saying, man, because, you know, that's kind of like you got to watch what you say, man, because you fool around, put your foot in your mouth. So I don't put my foot in my mouth when I address about what I'm talking about, when, you know, with the grudge call. So, you know, I know what it is. I know what time it is. So that's why I'm at right now today, man. That's where I stand.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking, we got a Camaro that just got finished up. It's conventional head, big block, one carburetor on a true 10.5 28 stock suspension.
Yeah.
So we might have to lock something up a little later on down the road.
Yeah, ain't no problem with that. Sound like that's me even steel, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, that sound like some even steel. That's all it is. So, you know, that's like I said, that's the reason why I call out when I call out in the world, because I say with the average man, he just gonna have to be that day. We just gonna have to show who I do one another. And I've been hearing through the backline. I know it's such thing. I know some of these guys got some of these X class cars, you know, that out here drug racing. But you know, they do what they got to do. Hey, it is what it is. You know,
right?
It is what it is. So
I mean,
you know, everybody
can tell. They, you know, somebody, you see a class car posted for sale, then it gets sold, and then a grudge car come out. They're just a different color.
Yeah, just a different color. Yeah, you know, so. You know, I'm not hating on none of that. You know, it just, it ain't no different. But any given day, you could be some of the class cars. I'm not even saying the class cars is all that. It's just them guys is out of control on whatever they want on their shit, man. You know, they're a little bit out of control when it comes down to spending that money, man. You know.
Oh yeah.
They're a little bit out of control. So.
This sport we like, man. It's all about money.
But I support grudge racing 100%, though. I like class racing. Matter of fact, I got two buddy of mine I talk to all the time on a daily basis, and I do work for them and all kinds of stuff. Do auto work for them. I do, you know, things they need me to do for them. They got out of the top 10 fastest cars in the world when it comes down to that small-tie shit that I talk to, that they're real close to, you know what I'm saying? You know, right. they bad boys, you know what I'm saying? They bad. You know, they go up there to the duck races and win the big duck races. You know, they bad. You know, so but you know, and I know what's behind their background, what they got going on to do that kind of stuff, man. They big money sonnies, man, you know. They don't give a fuck about spending no money, man. Yeah, they get what they get anything they want, what they need. So, you know, and it takes that in this race and shit, man, you know. When you're trying to be
exactly.
All you can be with that, you know. It takes a lot of that. And like I want to shift gears on a little bit. And like I said, I support Grudge Racing. I was just getting to that. I know class guys, but, hey, man, I support Grudge Racing 100 to the fullest, man. I don't support class racing. I don't support, and I know class racing, but I'm not talking down. I'm just saying what I don't support. I'm a true Grudge racer,
exactly.
Dog. This is what I do. And I don't support no prep races. I don't support no street racing. I support Grudge racing only. I'm not talking down on none of it, but I just don't support that, none of that. And they don't support
what
we do.
What you like.
You know, they don't support our Grudge racing. So, you know, they do their series and we do our series. So, you know, I just keep our series to a Grudge racing series, you know. It is
right,
what it
right.
is. So that's basically why I can speak on that, because I know they don't. So.
Exactly.
So I'm going to hang in there till the start to the finish. I've been Grudge racing all my life, and I'm a Grudge racer, man. You know, that's what that is. You know,
can't beat it.
I'm just getting in where I'm getting in where I fit in. You know what I'm saying? That's where I fit in at, as a Grudge racer.
That's the good thing about Grudge racing. You can get in where you fit in. You know, you don't have to run the man that's just they put next to you. 224-6386, your mic over.
What's up there, fellas? How y'all doing today, bro?
Hey,
I was on the show. I was just a school criminal, man, out of Chicago, man. I want to ask you a question because there was a topic that came up on the Tommy Dog show yesterday, and I just want to say this here. So my man who said that he's just a Grudge racer, which is cool because I'm a Grudge racer too. But the question was that if you had a class racer that wanted to race you and the money was right, would you race that? Would you race that class race? Knowing that he showed the time.
No, I won't.
So you saying if the money was $5,000, $10,000, you're not gonna race him for that?
No, I won't.
You'll walk away from that. You're a good man.
I'll walk away from that. I race all my Grudge racing series. Because Grudge racing is not time posted, so. You know, I don't want to give the next man the advantage to know what hell he went and ran him, so he got to be fast. So you give yourself up, man. Nah, I'll pass that
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
You give yourself up, man. That's the reason why I won't race
you.
Him. I can get that eventually, Grudge racing somebody, doing my series racing. So I'll pass that race
that
up.
That class car, it comes with a time attached to it.
It comes with a time attached to it.
That
get everybody
that
I ain't mean to cut you off, that may want to try you or may think about they close to you, to where you were with that man run class cars and they post time, so we got especially if you whoop them, you know. So you might as well just go and sit your shit on the shelf. You might as well start going
and
class
right.
racing then.
And especially
okay.
you know for Bushnell because he don't class race, but he got a specific genre of cars he's running, which is big block conventional
right.
here on 28.
All
so
small
not,
block. I do stuff with small blocks too. I give all kind of action, man. You know I give up action, man, to try to make some action, man. I give up action too, man. You know, I offer guys,
you
know, back ties and move. One of my Grudge races, I gave man everything in Grudge racing. You know what I'm saying? Back tie to move and to clear. So I mean, you know, I just try to bring some action, man, and that goes for anybody, man. Just bring that action on, man. You know, we're not gonna win all this shit. And we're not gonna lose all of it. It ain't nothing but some action, man. And it's a 50-50,
exactly.
man.
Yeah, and that's what part of the topic was about yesterday, too. It's 50-50. Some people scared to lose. It's like they, you can't get no Grudge races. But they were talking about having you know, like we talked about not racing class races. But what do y'all think about when you have the shows and they have the, what am I talking about? They have
the shootout?
Class, yeah, the shootout. There you go, bro.
Well, the shootout is no time. So, it is, you know. There's no time, you know. And then don't get me wrong, some class races are to go to them shootouts because it's, you know, it pays pretty decent money. You know, some of them guys want to get in there, you know, and get into that, man. I mean, I've been in three shootouts before, man. Three shootouts I went out of one, two of them, and I broke in the semifinals of one. I could, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of them things. But, You know, the shootouts, they're cool. One thing I like about shootouts, man, you can grudge race and you can kill two birds with one stone. You can be in a shootout winning you some free money and you can grudge race while you're doing it. So shootouts exactly. are badass when it comes down to grudge racing, man. I like shootouts. They're really cool.
There you go. I like it. I got a quick question. If you in a shootout and y'all done drew names, you see the guy you running. If y'all put money on it, is that just a shootout win or
no? That's a grudge race win and a shootout and one. That's what I'm saying. That's a dandy right there. I mean, you talking about doubling up. You know how you double up? Yeah, that's a double up action right there. You winning the round and you winning money at the same time, man. I mean, you just shining like you can't shine no harder, man. You know, you whoop ass in the shootout to advance the next round, and also you running a grudge rate at the same time. Man, that's like fucking shit. That's fucking shit. That's what, when it come down to racing, that's what life is all about, winning.
Yeah, shit. They're like having two hoes.
It just makes you, I have never did that yet, but I can't imagine to put that on my resume, winning a shootout round and winning a grudge round all at the same time. Yeah, that's Dave, you put that on your resume, man, on your grudge resume. Yeah, you can use it. Once you put it on your resume, that don't go nowhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just like winning a trophy. It don't go nowhere. Just sit there, and all you remember how you went all the way to the end to get that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Trust me. It's a hell of a feeling, y'all. I'm telling you.
Is Gene going to try to do a no-time shootout or something like that?
I don't know. It depends. It depends what they got going on. It was a grudge event. You know, whoever promoter putting on a grudge event, giving a shootout, whatever kind of race they doing, a straight grudge or index race. I don't know. It just depends. You know, and some of these tracks, man, you can kind of like if they feel like you can add another show to it, and you come up with a plan at the spur of the moment that you want to just do a shootout. It might not even be advertised as a shootout. You know, if you can come up with enough cars to throw a shootout in that, I'd had a guy like Gene at NSD to say, go for it, you know what I mean? And he'll put money on top of it. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you can't ask for a guy in any track owner or any guy going to put up some money behind something that you're trying to do, man. You know, that's just a hell of a feeling, man, knowing as you're a car owner or a racer yourself for somebody to throw some money in what you're trying to do, man, to bag you up, in other words, what I'm saying, man. You know, you can't ask for nothing no better than that, man. You know, and I done had Gene the team tell me that before. You know, if you put up $2,000, I put up $2,000 on top of it. Yeah. So, you know, so, I mean, come on, man. I mean, it don't get no gooder than that, y'all.
Damn sure don't.
Don't get no gooder than
can't
that.
Can't beat that. Hell yeah. Hey, Jay, you out there? I think he fell off.
He is, and he doing something for me, man. What's going on, Reggie Bushnell? That's Shawty P.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
What's going
King
on?
King B. Cap?
Nah, shit, man. Just in here chatting it up.
So I got going on here today?
Look, man, we just sitting back cooling for a minute.
Yes, sir. I see you got that old truth, man. You ready to cause some hell somewhere?
What's up?
I said you got that old trick ready. You ready to call some hell somewhere?
Man, soon. Coming soon.
So where we going to get you down this way, Rich?
Man, I got a couple of loose ends I need to tie up on the truck. Right now I got a problem with my nitrous surging once I get to the top of second gear. And then once I throw it up in high, it's still surging. So I got to fix that and straighten that shit out first. But after that, you can believe you will be seeing me. Come down there and see what them street cars talking about. See what they want to do with a little truck. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you need to come on with it. So they listen.
Oh, yeah, shit, you know I can't wait, man. I've been trying to get some track action for a while, but that shit, it just slow to catch on up this way. You know what I'm saying? They had a no-prep racing and shit like that, but that ain't fucking grudge racing. Not even close. You start talking shit to a motherfucker up here, and they look at you crazy like you're trying to fight them. So, you know, it's just boring right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, When I had came down there to Denton, though, man, that shit was live, man. I got to go back. Ain't got no choice. The wife going to make me go back.
Shit. Any goddamn goods track, any goods race, goods track in the world going to be live, homeboy. Just when you, boy, I'll be so motherfucking, I be can't wait to get to that shit, man. It's like, as like animal, it's like breathing air.
Because, yeah,
I mean, it's just, that's what that is over there, man. Ain't nothing but, it ain't nothing but shit, you know, grudge out of me.
Yeah, I know your ass be rushing to get to the track. You was shaving your bald ass head when I got there last time.
Hell yeah, shit. That's one of my traditions, be goddamn me, wait to get to the track where I can goddamn me get clean so I can take me a photo shot in that winter circle.
You already know it.
Look like Wild B when I get to the track, but when I leave there, I ain't starting to catch anything.
Damn right. Hell yeah. But, you know,
what y'all got for tracks over there, man?
We got Kansas International Dragway. It's in Wichita, Kansas. That's 4 hours from Denton. We got Hartland Park, Topeka. It's about 6 hours from Denton. We got Mocan, which is about 8 hours. Then we got US 36. It's about 8 hours. So we, you know what I'm saying? We got a few. They just spread out far as hell.
Yeah.
And ain't none of them ever had a grudge race. So I got to get on my shit and start throwing some events. You know what I'm saying? But hell.
Do y'all get any calls come to the track over there? That's my another question.
Yeah, but you don't see too many grudge cars, to be honest. You see a lot of street races that show up every now and then, but you say grudge racing, it's like they don't understand that it's the same as street racing.
I mean, it's grudge racing when me and you put up all money. That turns into grudge racing.
Right, right. But
yeah.
One thing is, like I was saying earlier when the show first came on, you have a guy sitting on a 29.5 and he don't want to give no justice to a guy on a 28. It's that type of shit.
It really tie size. That's why I'm glad you said that. I didn't hit the first part of that show. A tie size shouldn't stop you from no race, man. Oh, well, a race
that's
should
right.
Stop you from a race if a guy got a back half car and you got a stock suspension car, a true ladder bar, and he want to run you head up. That ain't no race.
You don't think tie size matter?
No, tie size suspension ain't gonna stop no race, man.
I didn't say stop it. I said they don't like to get no justice for it.
I mean, to me, that's what I'm getting at. That shouldn't even be a fact on it, man. That's what I'm saying. As long as you and that guy is pretty much sitting the same. Everybody ain't gonna be dead sitting the same, man. In grudge racing, man.
Right.
No, they're not. They're not gonna dead sit the same. But that tie. And that tie, I wouldn't want nothing from. I was gonna run a guy the other day on some 29Ws on my 28.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But you know why I was gonna do that? Because he had the same combo I had though.
Right.
I ain't worried about him having that 29.5.
Most of the guys that run them big tires up here, most of them is turbo cars. Now you want?
Oh well, I mean that's different stuff. They got
to
do. I didn't mean to cut you off, and I don't really run too much turbo with nitrous. I just run nitrous on nitrous, unless you're gonna do something for me for that turbo. Unless I got some kind of if I got some kind of badass mega motor, I don't give a fuck about your turbo, man. But I don't have no bad mega motor. What I mean by mega motor, some 800 inch motor with 4 stages on it. I don't give a damn about your turbos, then. I don't have no mega motor.
Yeah.
See, I got a convincing headed common motor, so I don't have a mega motor, man. Yeah,
right.
But see, some of them guys out there like 901 Whitney, they don't give a damn about running no turbos. They'll tell you that in a minute. They don't give a damn about you got no wheelie bars or none of that shit. But them guys got mega motors.
Yeah, they have a point they can say that shit.
Yeah, they say that at the point they can do that. Some of us can't do that.
With my 23 degree head small block on one kit, I can't say fuck a turbo like that.
No, not at all. Turbo need to do something for you.
That's what I'm getting at.
Exactly.
They don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, they need to do something for you. Yeah, but I'm, I definitely got to do something for you. No, you can't fade. You ain't got enough to fade it. Yeah, he, you know, He can make more power than you. Of course, turbo make more power than nitrous. They do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they make a little bit more power than nitrous. Blowers make a little bit more power than nitrous, you know. You know, nitrous kind of like on the lower part of the power added to me before it's making power, because those two power added make way more than nitrous. You know, the blowers and the turbos, they make more power than the nitrous. They do.
I love that nitrous with a passion, boy.
But before it's like, if he got 29s and I got 28s and we both convinced that some of us even Steve, I'm going to try his ass, even though he got Willie balls too.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't going to stop
if
me from running
like
him.
I got a chance. I don't give a shit about time,
exactly.
None of that shit. If I think
but
I got
that's
a
what I'm saying. But if I'm close with you with the combos, I don't care what tie you got. I don't care what Willie ball you got or none of that. It don't matter. I don't care how many carburetors you got neither. Two carburetors ain't gonna make no difference to us. Two carburetors don't make it faster. Everybody got that sometimes. They be worried about carburetors. Oh man, you gotta have one carburetor. You ain't gotta have no one carburetor to run nobody, man. Or no two, you know, all that.
That's all like biz right there.
Yeah, he is. You ain't gotta have that shit. Now they got one carburetor making just as much motor as two carburetors. So that ain't got nothing to do with that. Some of that shit ain't got nothing to do with racing, man, that stop no race. Now, like I said, if you got a stock suspension or a back half car versus stock suspension, true ladder ball car, now, you know, okay, these cars is not the same kind of cars. You got to make the race fast.
Right.
Yeah. But if
all
this other shit, true ladder ball, stock suspension, and then all that, man, that's same shit. Oh, tie size 28, 29, that's same shit.
Hell yeah. But, yeah, once they learn how to make a race right around here.
Make a,
you know,
make a race
plenty,
right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anybody
got,
can race.
Cars, but they just don't know nothing about grid racing yet.
Don't know about making this race shit right. Because none of those, I ain't put that not out there, talking about they're going to stop me from racing some goddamn body.
Shit, yeah.
And then, like I said, some of my races, I didn't even have a convention-headed racing. I had big chief-head guys that race. Sometimes you got to do that, man.
Shit, I ran a big block this past weekend. You know what I'm saying? Didn't ask for shit because I feel like I had a good chance.
I was just going to say he's a near dinner. I know some guys with small blocks will run big blocks. Freddy Tony or Eyes. I mean, come on, man. They got guys out here go at your ass, whatever. They don't care.
Damn right.
Them are true grudge racers, man. Them guys I just call, you consider them a true grudge racers. They'll try some shit.
Exactly.
So that's all
what,
it is.
What little Tony drive?
Pretty Tony. Not Little Tony. Pretty Tony.
Yeah,
but he got several cars in the camp over there. They got two or three cars over there. Yeah, ain't no telling what they show up in the race.
23 degree and in a small block?
Yeah, it's small block stuff. All this stuff over there, I think, 23 degree headed stuff. Small block shit. I don't think Pretty Tony got a big block, nothing in their camp over there. They got a lot of small block stuff over there. What I've been knowing on down for years, unless they got something as we speak now that since the last time I've seen him, but since time on back, all I ever know them guys is small block guys.
Right.
And, all, you know, the cars that they run. And I done seen that guy run guys with big blocks. Head up. They don't care. If they feel like they got a chance, your shit running good and you feel like I got a chance, they like me. If I feel like I'm running good and I take a look at my thing, take a look at you. I got to take a look at you because you're not even Steve with me, but I'm not saying we ain't going to race. If I feel like my car running good and you running like shit, even though you back half or whatever, you got a big chief head or mega motor, I'm going to try your ass any given day, though.
Right.
But
yeah.
I got to look at you first, though. I ain't going to just dive straight in, man. And get my head cut off.
Exactly. Hell yeah, man. I'm going to try to get some of that Texas and bring it up to Kansas, man. Try to spread this goddamn grudge drink all the way around. Spread it like peanut butter.
Oh, man, just keep on working on it, man. It's nonstop action. It ain't no big deal. You know, you keep moving forward, whatever you're trying to do, bro. That's all.
Oh, trying to. That shit rough by yourself, though. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, you still can't worry about it. You got to still keep moving forward what you trying to do, though. That's a damn show.
Oh, yeah. Shit, as long as I'm racing, I'm going to keep trying. And when I quit racing,
yeah,
I'm probably dead.
If you have to represent Kansas by your goddamn self, at least everybody knows you from one motherfucker from Kansas is a true blood racer. It's you. You see what I'm getting at with this? Even if one or two people come out of Kansas, at least we'll know who the one or two people are out of Kansas. When they speak for Kansas, be like, oh, I know who's some good racist motherfuckers in Kansas. Your name gonna pop up. That's the damn show.
Right.
So if you got to represent the whole Kansas on good race and you five or six of motherfucking people, five or six people, y'all, that's what y'all represent. Though we gonna know your five or six of y'all. That's for sure. Yeah, man. So that's what I'm saying. By keep moving forward and they don't worry about it.
Damn right. We gonna make that shit happen. On the test and tune at North Star, man. Everybody pretty much show up every weekend.
I'm from Houston, man, so I travel, man. They don't give a fuck about traveling nowhere. So Houston, North Star, like, going down the street from me, and it's 300 miles from Houston.
Right.
I could bag up 300 miles. I drive 1,000 miles by myself. See what I'm saying? So traveling ain't shit to me. So I live in Houston, man. I mean, I don't know what all they do. You have to talk to King beating them cap or somebody from Dallas up there, a Nightmare, and them. I just go up there, you know.
I'm about to call up the round table here soon.
Yeah, so.
Hell yeah. Well, shit, bro. I appreciate you coming on, man, you know.
Stay in time, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, just keep doing what you're doing, bro. You know, it ain't no big deal, man. If nobody want to come along with you, like I told you, man, remember this for the rest of your life. At least then when it come down to somebody representing whatever state, at least we know who and what when that state name come up, bro. So, you know, you're welcome in any other grudge track around the world. You just keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, if they want to follow you, they follow. If you don't, you know, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
But you don't fish here.
Yeah, fuck them. If they don't want to follow you, fuck them. Just keep doing your thing, man.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
be straight
yeah,
up with now camouflage,
because sooner or later, you know, you start having other brothers come up there too.
I know, but we got to get something established first, because I know I'm just gonna use
you already
for
established.
Example.
You're on the radio right now, big brother. You're on the radio, so just like my brother said, just slow the show. To keep doing you, it's gonna happen. You know, you
yeah,
start jumping
true.
On some of these shows, talking to some of the brothers, like you said, keep me and all this. They end the show, right? So. It ain't gonna take nothing to get something.
Man, keep doing what you do, bro.
Yeah, keep doing it, man.
Hey, 219-6569, your mic open.
Hey, man, what's happening? I'm just listening to you guys. I'm from Gary. Any of you guys gonna come to 41?
What's the date on that?
What?
I think it's May 9th.
No, May 9th is up in Detroit.
Oh, they have, okay.
So what part that said black set?
That's Detroit. That's Detroit on May 9th.
Don't they open 41 on the 2nd, right? May 2nd.
Yeah, they're going to open 41. They're doing the track over here. They're supposed to open it up, but I think the big meet that a lot of people going to come, I think that's in June.
Okay, because I'm thinking I heard something on the 23rd of May. I know 41 opened on the 2nd of May, and like you said, I thought that big race. Okay, so that's out in Milan, or that's out.
That's in Milan. Yeah, that's in Milan. So we get late start on racing. We up north. You know, it's still kind of cool up this way.
Yeah, man, y'all better move.
We ain't got to move. Once we get started up here, we got some big boys up here now.
Oh, yeah.
We move around.
Milan, Michigan up there. That's where that 41 at?
No, 41 is in Indiana, in Morocco.
Indiana up there, shit. I ain't never been up there, but I'm letting this bush never to grow. I'm laying there to go, goddamn
it's,
Indiana, Milan, Michigan,
all
Canada.
All the way outlaw track.
Paul, I'll go any goddamn well.
Well, it's coming to Morocco. It's all the way. Hey, I tell you what, it's all the way outlaw track. All the way outlaw. You being right in the backyard, a real outlaw. You know, we got some new owners, so I don't know what's up this year, but they spend a lot of money on the track. I've been down there a couple times looking.
Yes, yeah, man. I'm glad to see everybody traveling because I know I ain't that old, but they said back in the day, you know, all the grudge racing things was isolated. You know what I'm saying? You had the north, the south, and they just raced each other. But now that everybody traveling to go on different places, man, this shit taking off real quick.
Well, you know, it's a lot of bullshit right now in grudge racing. People are so afraid to lose, but that's the fun of racing. Sometimes you have to set a dude up with your car. You go out there and you lose a little money this week, lose the money.
Race what you can afford, man.
People want to beat you down. And that's when you surprise
them. Hey, I don't mean to cut you off. Let me never run out of that. I'm sorry. I'm bad about that shit, y'all. But I be trying to talk facts with this shit, man. You know, they always talk about how I ain't got no guy. This bush never grew. Oh, you ain't got no money. You think I feel motherfucking bad because a motherfucker tell me what the fuck I ain't got, man? Oh, you don't race for enough money. Oh, you got no money. But I've been racing for them motherfuckers and still racing and still having a blast every goddamn day, man. So that shit don't bother me about what a motherfucker talk about, what a motherfucker got, or what a motherfucker race for, man.
Yeah, I don't know why people do that. I always try to say what
I call
you never
it,
know.
What I call it? I got another name for that. I call them a playing the dozen. They've been playing the dozen with me. Yeah, they're playing the dozen. Give a fuck about them playing no dozen with me, man, because I'm still love what I do, support what I do. Go ahead, man. I ain't mean to cut y'all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but sometimes you have to do that. You have to, you set a dude up sometimes. You get the race you really want. You know, people think winning is everything. Sometimes you got to lose a few times and really get that real good money because they start thinking you're a whooping dog.
No.
Damn right.
And then,
hell
you know,
yeah.
Vice versa. You start whooping everybody, you can't get no race. So it's a catch-22 both ways, but, you know, I ain't never seen so many guys cry about tie size and stuff like that. You bring the best to the party. Don't worry about that, you know. That's what we used to do it on the street. We didn't care. Dude, pull up. Some guy pull a car off a trailer and guy pull up driving his car. And the car that drove up there whooped the one that come off the trailer. You can't worry about what nobody got. You got to know yours is right.
Make sure you got enough. That's all.
Right. And,
you know,
that's it. You know, when you ain't got enough, you bark up the wrong tree. You know when you're overpowered, you know. But I ain't never seen so many guys. I mean, look to a lot of talk shows, man, they crying about tire size. When a person starts crying about tire size, they don't want to race.
They don't want to race. Wait. 07-85, your mic over.
I just want to say hello to the show people and say the race that's on 41, May 23rd, that's hosted by Chicago Most Wanted. So come
yeah,
on up and enjoy the show. And then the bigger races, the weekend, I think that's the third Grand National Grudge Race, that's also at 41. Full weekend thing.
Is that gonna be on the 23rd too?
Yeah, that weekend, whatever it is.
Okay,
so
the whole weekend,
yeah.
The 23rd and
yeah.
The 24th, or Friday.
Well,
Friday's
know,
gonna be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We ain't gonna have the guys from Texas come all the way up there and not be able to race. So rain, you know, shuts down, and we'll do something on Sunday too. But the track owner is definitely willing
sure.
to have a good show for everybody. Like you said, he put a lot of money into it. So come on out.
Do you know who's going to be featured at the race?
What's that?
Do you know who's going to be featured at the race? Do you know who all coming and some other time is coming?
I can tell you what races are locked in so far.
Right, right.
You know, we got our
car. Can you do me a favor? We got this young brother. I never got your name, the one that's hosting the show. What's your name?
I'm Reggie.
Reggie?
Yeah, Reggie
out of
Kansas.
Oh, damn.
No, he out of Kansas, right? You out of Kansas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's trying to figure out how to
how to get grudge racing at his track and stuff like that. Because listening to him is like, you know, a lot of brothers don't know, not really up on grudge racing like he is. So maybe we can give him some pointers. The other brother will give him some pointers about what to do, you know, from a different perspective. You know, talk to the brother how he can get his show come up there, because Kansas ain't that far from Chicago. If we can establish something up there, that'd be good for the Midwest.
But yeah, we travel.
Damn sure would.
So we've been down to Texas. We've been to San Antonio. We've been to Birmingham and Orlando and Atlanta and 901. We don't mind traveling. We went to Prescott, but it got rained out. So we have no problem with traveling.
Which car you got?
I'm part of Chicago Most Wanted.
Okay.
Scandal, Fade to Black, Cold Blue.
Sounds good to me.
So all you got to do is just reach out.
Yeah, reach out to, you know, Jay Barnes, Willie Dahl, you know, Mike Hill, the people that do promoting. The closest person
right.
to you is, what is it, DMB that's out of Arkansas, those guys? We met them when we went down there.
Yeah. Arkansas pretty close for me.
You know, you got Atomic Dog and his crew. Oh, boy, mentioned Nightmare. We waiting on them. So I'm sure we're coming back down to Texas at some point.
Well, see,
but right
make
now,
sure y'all put the word out.
All that money. Huh?
Make sure y'all get everybody
that
notice so we get ready.
Come on. We hear y'all sweet down in Texas, so we ready.
Man, that's rough.
Bring the action.
Hell yeah. A little action.
Hey, I heard something about Sweet in Texas. I heard that's my state. Who that? You know, motherfucker. Who are you talking about? You got to punch your bean at certain people. Who are you talking about? Who's sweet?
I know Texas is a big ass state.
Yeah, it's a big state. So you got to label who you what side of Texas you talking from. The south is
talking about
from down south, but people from up north.
I'm not talking about street man.
That's down south. That's down in my they down in my neck of woods. You talking about Obama Boo and Tree Man and the Grudge? We ain't sweet down here. We hold it down south. We ain't sweet down here. We down south.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we south for real.
Bring Tony Thorne up there with you.
Oh, we ain't got nothing to do with Tony Thorne.
Your mic open.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing to do with him. He's from up north. We from down south.
Is Nightmare going to make the ride?
I have no idea, buddy. He's from up north.
Okay,
I can tell you, I can speak from the hall down south. We from down south.
Okay, so what you bringing, the Grudge?
Yeah, I bring it across the world.
Yeah, well, get out of here.
Just put it on Facebook. I'm sure somebody will pick it up.
What?
But I hope y'all do come pick up on the 23rd, man. It's going to be a good showing.
Well, I really
got
to get to know them, but...
Yep.
Yeah, them names that you just called, I can speak for them cats. I know they ain't soft or sweet. Tree Man, no, Obama Boo. They just ain't got their program together yet, Obama Boo. Y'all just wait. Let them get it together.
That's 5563, your mic over.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up?
Nothing, man. I was just listening and just going back on mute. Thank you, though.
Okay, appreciate you calling in. Appreciate
all
you
right.
calling. Hell yeah. Hey, Bushnell, you know what King B got up for his show today?
All right.
Oh, shit. Y'all feel got anything else y'all want to talk about, man? Well, if not, shit, I guess we're gonna shut this down and my line ain't going to stay on too long. I'm going to call in to the roundtable. That's a show out of Texas hosted by King B. So let me get the number and put that out.
Yeah, put that number out. Is what's his name still on the phone with King B Camp?
What's
he
up?
He probably not, but they got their show going on over there. I'm gonna tag in on him.
I'm about to put the number out on my show.
Oh no, I don't know how to work no phone. I know how to hang that motherfucker up if I go to touch the phone too much.
It's 347-215-8762. 347-215-8762.
Hey,
number to the round table.
What time your show
come on
on Wednesday, bro? Come on,
right? Mine come on at 6 Central, 7 Eastern.
All right. I'll see you to holler at you next week. We'll be on the show, man. That's the show.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate the support.
Great stuff.
Hell yeah. Oh shit! I guess we're gonna close this show down, and we're gonna call over to the roundtable, support my grudging brother, King B, and see what they got going on in Texas. So shit! Anybody got anything else they want to say right quick?
It's the Smooth Criminal, man. It's a good show. I'm gonna be here to support you next week, man. That's all. We'll get something going out there. That's for sure.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, this Bushnell from Texas, man. Good show, man. I cop tail end of it, man. But anything I can do with can help, man, on you know, making things happen, man. But the main thing, you know, you doing what you're doing, you know, you don't worry about it. We don't want to join you, they join you zone. I told you if they don't, you know, I already told you the word, what I told you a few minutes ago. You heard me the first time, so it really ain't no big deal, man. Like I told you, if there's only two of y'all out, at least we know who represents Kansas.
That's right.
Exactly right.
Worst case scenario, I move to Texas. Fuck it.
You ain't got to do it. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. You ain't doing that wrong.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, shit. I think we had a pretty good show. And, shit, Bushnell, I'll catch you on the roundtable.
Careful.